Hello and welcome to our second ever TheoryCast. Here, I'm Doug Latuca with Benjamin Dixon, Liam Paris, and Michael Garafa. Today, we've got two more topics in the category of theories, stuff that may be true, may not be true. People have come up with these ideas, and we're just going to give our thoughts. So let's jump right into it. Our first topic of the day is teleportation. We highlighted it a little bit in the first podcast that we did. Teleportation is practically a way that you can almost flash yourself to and from a place in almost a second, just quickly transport yourself to wherever you want to go without going by car, train, bus, whatever mode of transportation. You just quickly flash right to where you want. So it's a pretty interesting topic. Doesn't seem very realistic just from the way that you speak about it, just flashing somewhere in a second, just if you think about it or if you have the technology to do it, just quickly go. It doesn't seem very realistic, but what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, it doesn't seem really like it's very possible. I mean, you think about it, I mean, it's very hard to even develop technology to be able to do that. But if you think about it, I mean, it could also go a little bit into like time travel a little bit. You can, if you can find a way to do time travel, you could alter yourself so that you could change the amount of time it takes to go from one place to another. Like if you teleport yourself 2 hours into the future, then technically you are going from one place to another without having that time in between being realized, even though it did actually take place. But I mean, in terms of going one place to another in a split second, like saying, hey, I'm here and now I'm in Florida right now, it's really hard to develop technology for that. If you want to think theoretically about it happening, I mean, it would be really cool, but I don't think it's possible to actually have happen.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really think it's possible either, but I mean, what I would do if teleportation was possible, it'd just be the greatest thing of all time.
Yeah, you
wouldn't need to,
you
wouldn't need to drive anywhere.
It just saves so much time.
Anywhere.
Oh my God, that would be the greatest thing ever.
I think that the reality of this is probably something that we all doubt for sure. I think the real question relating to teleportation is what would you do if you had the ability to do it?
Endless like things you can do with it. Honestly,
I'd be courtside at every game I want
to
be at.
Well, because they can't get to you. You just keep
flashing
in and out,
right past security.
They don't even know you're there. You just blend right in. You can go to any sports game you want. You could go home and back from school if you forget your homework, if you want to eat at home quick, if you want to do whatever you want. I mean, it's really brilliant. You don't have to pay for a car. You never have to take another train to the city again. It's pretty brilliant.
Yeah, would it cost
and you know what?
Anything? Like to teleport? Like how would you get the...
See, that
like
that
when it comes out, you don't know like what it costs, how much it's worth.
Let's just say you have it for free.
Okay.
Let's just assume that.
Then everyone's going to abuse it.
No, not everyone has it.
Like what about like people in jail? Like
and crime would increase a lot because let's say you're robbing a bank.
You can just go in a bank, get the money, get out.
Or you can just teleport into a bank vault and then teleport out. Nobody would even know.
Wow, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Maybe you need like a password to get into a place.
By the way, the Colts Corner podcast does not support any crime or criminal activity. Just a disclaimer out there.
All of Hills West Media does not support it.
This is just part of the fun of the TheoryCast. I mean, if that could also really like if someone wants to be a terrorist too, it could help them as well because all they have to do is teleport in and out of a place and do something and. You know, you could sneak past security, too. I mean, it would probably lead to a lot of very catastrophic effects if it gets into the wrong hands. But if you keep it in the hands of those who can kind of control it and do it and use it for good, you know, you could also save people. Like, if there's someone in a burning building, you know, you could teleport yourself into it and get them out really quickly without even needing to worry about getting burned or something. Because that would allow for superheroes, too. You know, which could be another topic for another time, but
yeah, but with new technology, there's obviously pros and cons that come with it, and it could have been developed. This technology could be developed as we're speaking right now and just kept away from the public due to the severity of the cons.
Developed in the future,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
but teleportation is the theoretical transfer of matter or energy from one point to another without traveling the physical space between them.
Imagine just hitting a button, just be like. All right. What
you
time
know what
is
I'm
it
feeling?
Right
a,
it's, like it's 12:03. I'm feeling a quick 25-minute nap before my math class. Hit a button. I'm in my bed. I'm taking a nap.
You know what? Maybe I want to go to the diner, have a couple pancakes, and get myself
back.
So
much
a little brunch.
Yeah, I'm
brunch
in for
boys.
Brunch. Let's get out of here after.
The brunch cast.
Well, that was one of the ideas. We were going to have a food cast, but...
You can't see the food on the podcast.
No, but I was thinking we would have brought
in... talk about food.
We would have had foods of the week.
A little Chipotle bowl.
It would have been good if we
were... You know what? People would have left very hungry. So we decided to go away from that one because, you know, we want to be healthy here on the podcast, you know. Don't want people to get too hungry, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, definitely.
Definitely a tough thing.
Actually, it just makes me hungry, which is
I'm always hungry, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's not always hungry?
Right here, buddy.
I mean, so a little bit of quick note. Got a little bit of information from Joe Basulka that time is basically split up into, like, different sections of bread. He told me, I actually talked to him about this during lunch. He said, you could think of time as like a loaf of bread. It's cut up where everything is happening at the same time. Like, something like 1400's happening right now. We're just not there in the moment. So, I mean, if you think about it, every single bit of time is happening at this instant. Because if you go back in time and look, it's still happening right now. Or if you go into the future, it's happening.
Mike.
This is
so you're telling me George Washington becoming the first president of the United States is happening right now?
Yeah.
You're telling me that...
It's like everything
that's ever happened is happening right now.
I am.
I can't buy it. I'm sorry.
I don't believe that.
I don't buy it.
I mean,
why would everything be repeating?
I mean, Joe Basulka is a very smart guy, so he knows what he's talking about.
Exactly.
I'm not doubting anything he has to say. I'm just like, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around it.
I mean, it's
tough to grasp.
It is, but I mean, if you think about it, there is possibility that that's happening because if you can develop a way to go back in time, what are you going to go back in time to? There's nothing to go back in time to if it's not taking place. Because
he is right. You're going back to a certain point in time, so that point's just going to repeat itself.
Exactly. And if you're there at that time, it's technically the present.
Yeah.
So, I mean, honestly, that's weird, even though that's not technically teleportation. But, I mean, teleportation is definitely a power that...
It's a very broad topic you can talk about.
Yeah, a lot of the topics that we'll talk about on this show will overlap with some of the topics that we will talk about in the shows that we've already recorded. So teleportation, very interesting topic. It's tough to wrap your head around the whole idea of it. But if it's real, it definitely has some positives and negatives that could affect
legit
the way that
positives.
We live. Legit positives, definitely. But some dangerous negatives.
If it's in the wrong hands.
If it comes to fruition, you gotta limit it. You can't just put it in the hands of everyone.
Of course. So teleportation check. Let's move on to our second topic of the day.
Very excited.
Aliens.
About this one.
Yeah, this is a very good one. I've actually thought about this for a while. I mean, aliens, whether they're aliens or just other beings out there in the universe.
Extra
I mean, I've
terrestrial
just
creatures.
Life.
I've thought about it for a long time. I mean, there's no way that in this ginormous universe that we live in that we know is so huge, there's no way that we are the only we're the only place that has people. We're the only beings in the entire gigantic universe. Because then technically the world does revolve around us. But, I mean, there's no way that we're the only things out there. Because, I mean, if you think about it, you can hear things that are out in the universe. I mean, if you have the science for it. But, I mean, the universe is constantly expanding. And, I mean, the thought of aliens or aliens visiting Earth is another topic. But, I mean, you can go in either way. I mean, aliens visiting Earth, I mean, I feel like... People have said that they've been visited by aliens. Oh, I had an alien in my bedroom last weekend and he took me into his UFO. But I feel like if we're ever going to see aliens come, it would just be more advanced beings from another planet far away that figured out how to get to us.
Yeah, well, like, aren't different planets on different frequencies? So how would aliens find a way to travel
and
over?
There's different temperatures as well.
I don't know if we ever would discover the other life. If there is, I mean, for me, you just think about it. How can the universe be so big and we're just the only existing life on it? I'm not even talking like people or like alien-like beings. How is there not like a plant-like material on like a different planet? How is there not extraterrestrial life in a universe so big that's like infinitely big that we don't even know the majority of it? There has to be life. And will it ever be discovered in our lifetime? Probably not. Will it ever be discovered? Maybe not. But... I just think it's hard for me to imagine there not being any other life.
Like, what if aliens right now are talking like we're talking about us, where they haven't really discovered...
Yeah, like, we think like they're such high-up creatures and everything.
Like, what if they think
you also
got to
tie in the light
us.
Years away? They're a long time away from us too. They're in the they're either in the future or in the past. That's also about how.
Jeez.
That's also about the slice of bread thing. They are light years away, so technically, if they're 5 million,
they're on a whole different loaf of bread there.
Right, but they're also they're in like 5 million BC some planets. So technically, that's how other things are happening at the same exact time. Because if you think about it, there's people in 5 million. Years from now that are existing, and if they wanted to come travel to us, they wouldn't get here until 5 million years into the future. So that's why those kinds of things wouldn't really, you wouldn't really know if it's going to happen, because those people who are so far away, if they're trying to get to us, it's not going to happen for a really long time.
I mean, they're on like a cinnamon raisin twirl, and we're on like
we're
a
on
loaf
like
of challah bread.
We're on, yeah. We're on challah bread, yeah.
Like the Wonder white bread. What
it's like
pretty large
we're,
loaf.
We're the garlic bread, and they're just the little green that makes it up.
Maybe they like the knots made from the garlic bread. Garlic knots.
We're really trying to incorporate food, aren't
we? Those
are legit.
But like, we do have a perception of what aliens are and what aliens are like. We just can't physically prove any of this.
See, but this is interesting. The way that we picture them in movies, in shows,
just like green,
could just,
wide eyes.
That could not be. That might not be true.
It might not be accurate at all. They might look exactly like us. You don't
exactly. And we have no idea what the future. What time travel looks like. That's just what Back to the Future looks like. So we assume that that is probably how it goes. We have no idea. I mean, scientists have looked into it. It makes sense. But we really don't know what aliens look like. It's just from people's firsthand experiences that we're hearing it secondhand because we haven't been able to prove it. It's similar to Bigfoot. It's similar to those theories, which we'll talk about. But they're all unproven things that have happened that people around the world are saying are true, but where's the evidence? We don't know. It's very likely, I agree with Ben, that there has to be other life forms in the universe. I mean, how it's just so big. There's got to be something happening. And we started off, the Earth started off with single-celled organisms turning into multi-celled, which then turned into what we are now, but we've only been around for, they were doing, there was a video online where they took the whole football field and they separated it as the universe. We're like on the 1-inch line to the goal line. That's our life. That's it. The time that humans have been
before us. We just don't know it.
Exactly. We don't know. It will just keep.
We need to know.
I know.
I need to know now.
We need to know. Yeah. That's time travel needs to be invented. But
we will forever be learning about our universe and everything that goes on.
One thing I've always wanted to kind of figure out how to do is like get on a frequency of another like planet out there. Find out what their frequency is to like communicate with them. You know, what year are you in? You know, what, where are you? How far away are you? You know, how can you get to us? What do you look like? You know, figure out a way, you know, what if they have social media platforms out there that we just can't reach? They're communicating on their own frequency and their own platforms that we can't access, that I would love to figure out a way to access it somehow. You know, get a way to get on those frequencies and talk to those people who aren't even in the same, like, universe or galaxy as us. I mean, we talked about the multiverse. I mean, we have our universe. What about those universes? I mean, all those multiverses have their own people in them that are trying to figure out the same thing at the same time. It's a lot for the brain to handle.
The alien multiverse?
Ooh. Oh, my.
No, we're not talking about that. Mike, you had another question about aliens, right? Something related to this?
I think, yeah. What if, I mean, aliens coming to Earth, I mean, has it happened before? And maybe are they among us, too? You know, have aliens inhabited Earth and have they actually visited people? Because, I mean, the thought of, like, are these UFO sightings real?
Yeah, like the UFO sightings, the crop circles. You don't know if someone just planted those or did those, like, just
I'm not
for
buying
like, publicity
it.
Or anything. Yeah, I'm not buying it at all.
I mean, it's a very wide topic that you've got a lot of possibilities in. And, I mean, thinking about other life forms coming in, watching us. I mean, they could be watching us from their own planets.
Yeah, like, what would you do if they just walked up to you right now? Would you be, like, terrified or would you be, like,
I mean,
like,
how would you
excited?
Know? How would you know what they look like? I mean, Mike, you're
like a green alien, just like,
oh,
what
I'd,
we think
I'd,
an alien
I'd be pretty shaken up.
You.
I'd be pretty shaken
I'd
up.
Be
yeah, definitely.
Sure. I mean, Mike, I just wanted to bring up that question that you had, just because it kind of parallels the what we were talking about last week with the whole time traveling thing.
Yeah.
Someone from the past living with us. Is there someone from another form of life living with us? Which, I mean, am I buying it at this point in time? No. But, and I don't, even if it were to happen, I really don't think the whole UFO and, like, whole, like, astronomical landing thing, I don't think it'd be that dramatic, you know? I just think it'd just, like, be kind of incorporated into our daily lives, and we may have no idea. If it did happen.
Well, I mean, it definitely would be interesting to see, like, you go into, I mean, they could develop. I mean, if there's life out there that can figure out a way to get to us, then their technology's got to be so great that they have a way to morph themselves into looking like us and to morph their vehicles into, you know, anything that could look like us. There's got to be, I mean, for you to be able to time travel, I mean, not time travel, to travel to another planet that's not even in the same galaxy, like you guys mentioned before, the temperature factor and the time, I mean, you've got to have a really fast vehicle that can adapt to any environment that it's in, because there's no way that our planet's the same as their planet that they're coming from.
No, not even close. Like, you learn this in science, like, every planet has different mass, volume, like, everything, like, you can't put in, you honestly don't know what, like, I can't even finish my sentence. I don't even know what I'm going to say.
It's hard to comprehend the fact.
It really is.
That there are aliens on other planets, other life forms in the universe, and especially them visiting us. We have a tough time visiting some other planets. We have a tough time even digging deep into our own planet.
Yeah.
Due to the heat. But different life forms adapt to different environments. So do they live in other planets that we just can't reach? Have they visited us because they can tolerate our temperatures and theirs? It's just a whole...
You could talk about this forever. You could do a research project because
you also have to connect the dots to other things that are going on as well that we'll discuss on this theory cast. As multiverse came up, as we're talking about aliens, it just time travel goes in with teleportation. So all these are interconnected based on technologies and new discoveries that we just don't know. So that concludes our second episode of the Theory Cast. We'll have more topics next week. Just an update for all of our...
2 weeks. In 2 weeks, because we have midterms.
Oh, yeah, we have midterms next week. So just an update. Update for our weekly listeners. So this week we will have the MLB Hot Stove will be moved to Thursday because Ben will not be here on Thursday or Friday. So the MLB Hot Stove will be moved to Thursday. The What If Sports Show will be moved to not next week, the week after that due to midterms. And Thursday after school we'll have the Colts Corner podcast. So three shows this week, no sports What If, and the MLB Hot Stove will be on Thursday right after, at around this time. So,
and Liam, as well, I believe this is your last show with us as well.
It should be. I'm pretty sure this is. I'm taking a class instead, being off like a good...
Studious.
Hey.
Very studious child.
We'll have you on anytime.
What class?
Astronomy.
Gotta get that ties in.
Really does.
You can make some guest appearances.
It'll give him some backup for...
guest appearances. All the time.
Doug,
just leave class. Just come here.
Please.
Going to the bathroom, actually. We don't promote leaving class.
Yeah.
I will
disclaimer.
Be in the bathroom.
No, Doug, just wanted to say before you go, quick shout out to my boy Harrison, his birthday, friend of the program, camp friend. He's a big listener for the Colts Corner.
Happy birthday, Harrison.
Just want to give him a nice shout out on his 18th.
Happy birthday, bud. 18 years old. That's legit.
It's a big number.
Love to see that. All right, so we're going to have a quick thanks to Mr. Doxy, Mr. Rasciuti, Dr. Catapano, and the administration. Big thanks to the class of 2016 for donating our broadcasting equipment. For Mike Garafa, Liam Paris, Benjamin Dixon, I'm Douglas Latuca. We will see you in 2 weeks. Good luck on your midterms.